Time to say hello to Colin Woodall, the Chief Executive Officer for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Denver. How's it going, Colin?
It's going well, Todd. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you again. Been a while since we sat down on the old bench and chatted.
It has been. Look forward to catching up on a couple of issues here, especially New World Screwworm.
Well, 21 miles south of Uvalde is what we're hearing early this morning.
And that is correct. This is not a surprise. This is something that, quite frankly, we as the cattle industry have been expecting for several months now, ever since New World Screwworm made it out of Guatemala into Mexico right before Thanksgiving of 2024. We expected this to be inevitable, but that gave us over 18 months to get prepared. So what we have seen here since the confirmation by Secretary Rollins on Wednesday is that we're ready. The plan is solid. It's in place. And not only is the industry ready, when I talk about the industry, I talk about the Texas cattle feeders, Texas Southwestern cattle raisers, NCBA, but also Texas Animal Health Commission and USDA. So the response is going as planned.
Well, that's good news to hear that kind of stuff. It's been 60 years since we had to deal with this, and it took 40 years to get it all taken care of.
Well, that's exactly right. And the last time we had to deal with this, the way that we ultimately eradicated it was through sterile insect technology, where you sterilize these flies, you turn them out into the wild, because the New World Screwworm female fly only mates once in her life cycle. So if you mate her with a sterile male, that's how you eradicate it. And that is a tried and true system. The thing that we're dealing with right now is getting enough flies to be able to eradicate it once again. Right now, we're only producing about 100 million flies a week. This is at the facility down in Panama. And the estimates are, in order for us to eradicate it again, we will need 500 million flies a week. We expect to start seeing more flies coming out of a new facility or a retrofitted facility in Mexico here later this summer. And then, of course, Secretary Rollins has broken ground, is in the process of constructing our own sterile fly production facility down in South Texas, which she continues to tell us will be operational in late 2027. So we'll eradicate this pest again. It's just a matter of time.
Good to have Secretary Rollins from Stephenville. You're from Big Spring, so we got some good Texas people getting after it, man.
You know, I think it also makes it that much more personal when you know the people and you know the state. But we know that Secretary Rollins and her team have done tremendous work in being prepared. Of course, we have to give a shout out to Dr. Bud Dinges and the team at the Texas Animal Health Commission as well. The biggest thing right now is just continuing to educate producers, and not just cattle producers, everybody on what to look for. Because if you recall, this is not just a cattle-only pest. This is a pest that can infest any warm-blooded animal. So we're talking about sheep, goats, dogs, cats, people. And we need to make sure that everybody understands what to look for, what the larva look like, and then if you happen to see the larva or suspicious larva, to be able to call your veterinarian just as quickly as possible in order to get a sample, get it to the National Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Iowa, so that way we can get a confirmation in order to control it. Everybody needs to keep in mind that we're not talking about a shutdown of movement of this industry. There will be some movement restrictions when there's an infested zone, but once the inspections of those cattle are done, they see that they don't have New World Screwworm, they're going to be able to move. So we're encouraging people, if you see something, say something.
Well, that's going to be sent to the lab in Ames, Iowa, 30 miles from our farm up there, so they'll do a good job because that's how they do it up there.
You know, USDA's research component has been critical to this industry many times over the years, whether it is looking at pests or diseases. And, of course, everything that USDA does within their agricultural research service, their work with land-grant universities, their work with cooperative extension, all of those have developed practices, products, procedures that allow us as agriculturalists to be successful. And as we look at a new farm bill to be considered by the Senate Ag Committee, possibly later this month, we know that research needs to be a continued part of that discussion, because we think those are tax dollars that are well spent in protecting the food supply, and we know that food security is national security.
Hey, let's plug the summer meeting coming up in Denver. We're going to be up there covering that, so let's tell people what's going on with the summer meeting.
Well, we look forward to having you. This is going to be July in Denver. This is the summer business meeting is where NCBA comes together and really does the work of the association. NCBA is a grassroots organization, and it is our state partners and our members that drive where NCBA goes. And, of course, there in Texas, you have two very strong state policy partners, be the Texas Cattle Feeders Association and the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. They are ones that will be there. They will be talking about all of the issues that NCBA is working on, identify potentially some new ones we need to work on, and it's a grassroots discussion that decides where NCBA ultimately goes. So that summer business meeting, second week of July up in Denver, Colorado, and you can find all the details of that meeting at ncba.org.
Hey, thanks for taking time. I know you're swamped with stuff going on, Colin. Good to hear from you. Give out all your contact for people if they want to give you a call off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm easy to find. If anybody has any questions, best way to get a hold of me is via email. That's cwoodall, C-W-O-O-D-A-L-L, at beef.org. Always happy to visit with folks about what's going on at NCBA. And great to be with you, Todd. Look forward to talking to you again soon.